The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout.
Ooh. Morning, legends. Weekend breakfast time, Dan and Maz. I just did a high kick.
But because you're so small, Maz, it was just a regular kick.
Well,
just
thanks. A kick. I just felt like, you know, I just want to get my energy up, and I thought, high kick it is.
And I got to see your spectacular leopard print tights.
I nearly went kapow as I did it, but then I didn't. But then
no,
I just did it then.
Because you didn't want to draw attention to it.
Yep.
Yet here we are.
Yep.
We're broadcasting the entire nation, and we're discussing a high kick that you didn't even deem worthy of attention in the first place.
What's on the bloody show, mate?
Just celebrity digits. I'm literally looking at it right now. Oh, you've got your story. You know your story about the window? You've got that? That's good. I like that story. You told me that earlier. You're going to love that, Australia. That's the Kardashian thing. That's actually quite funny. You probably heard a lot about Kim Kardashian this week, but we've got a hot take on it, which is genuinely interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing about Tinder.
Yeah, good.
That's a rock solid show.
Yeah, really. It's going to cover a lot of ground.
Yep.
Up next, we'll do Confused, as always.
I've got those stories ready to go.
Excellent. So you've done your homework.
When the news theme song started, I went, oh God, Confused.
Oh. 13, 10, 60.
I'd already found the stories. I just had to refresh my brain.
Tweak them.
Yeah, I prepped it yesterday.
13, 10, 60 is the number to call. If you want to play Confused, we will do it up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for Confused.
Yep.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are we?
Really good, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
I thought for a second Maz was referring to me by my real long name there, because I'm a Daniel as well. I was going to say, well, come on, Maria, you can just call me Dan. But then I realised that you're our confusionator this morning. Daniel?
We've got something in common there.
Yes. Name.
That's about it.
I reckon that might be it, yeah. Yeah.
Daniel,
nah.
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
What?
I reckon
yeah,
the
we
name
got
thing,
in common,
that's
yeah.
about the only thing you've got in common. Hey, Daniel, this is how this segment will work. Dan has two news stories and he's going to read them to you. One of them is made up. You've got to guess which story is untrue.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Good luck, mate.
All right, thank you.
Story number one. Or as they say on the continent, story numero uno. In India, a donkey has been arrested and taken into custody after being discovered near the country's border with Pakistan. He was found in the Punjab region on the border of India and Pakistan, carrying nothing but a threatening message directed at Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Police said the donkey was carrying the letter when it was found and he has been taken into custody. We are investigating the matter. That's story number one.
That's story number one. What's story number two?
Story number one, the offensive ass. Story number two is a sword swallower. Professional sword swallower, Hannibal El Muerto. That name again. Hannibal El Muerto is selling his own earlobes after he stretched them too far. He stretched them to a length of over 6 centimetres.
Yeah.
But the skin became so thin that he just cut them off, pickled them, and he's now auctioning them. Before he cut them off, Maz, he tried to glue them back with super glue.
Of course he did.
Hannibal, no. The earlobes are thought to fetch 250 to 300 pounds, or as that would be post-Brexit, about $12. That's an economics joke.
Daniel. There are the two stories, oh, yeah, my friend. The offensive ass, or the, what was the other one?
The sword swallower in his earlobes. Pickled ears. Yes.
Oh, no. Which one's untrue? They both sound a little bit.
I want the first one to be true, but I'm going to go with the second one.
Sorry, Daniel. You're a fool.
No.
Hannibal Helmerto is selling his earlobes. However, it was not a donkey that was intercepted on the border between Pakistan and India. It was a pigeon.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
Like old school carrier pigeon.
Yes. They sent a pigeon over with a threatening message for Narendra Modi.
What?
The police intercepted it and have it in custody.
What's wrong with Punjab Post?
I don't know. I guess it's a bit of a chore getting a message over that particular border.
Right, I understand.
So there's a bit of international news for you to wake up with, Australia. And Daniel, what a shame, because we actually had $1 million prize for Kin for News today. So you go home empty-handed.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, enjoy your Saturday, mate.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hollywood update. Is this Guys and Dolls? We were discussing this.
Oh, it does sound like it, doesn't it?
It's got that about it, doesn't
Very
it?
Very jovial.
Did you guys know that Lindsay Lohan lost a finger this week?
Yep.
I completely missed that with all the Kim Kardashian robbery.
Heist news that really took over the news feed this week.
Look, I've got to say, Lindsay Lohan, prime tabloid headline name. Right? Like, she makes a lot of headlines.
She hasn't done much. Well, since she got sober.
But let's put it this way. She used to be fun.
I mean, she used to be in the news all the time doing crazy stuff these days.
But exactly. She's often in the news doing stuff. And let's face it, if anyone loses a finger, that's huge news. Like, you'd tell that at the pub, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
It's a real testament to Kim Kardashian that Lindsay Lohan could lose a finger and most of us wouldn't notice because Kim Kardashian was who we were talking about.
That's true.
I read this yesterday and I was like, oh, what? 5 days ago, she put it on Instagram. She was in Turkey with her gal pals. Actually, it might have been man pals or just who knows what sex her pals were. She was in Turkey with her pals and she got her finger. She's on a boat and she got her finger. Because I'm imagining it in my head and it's gruesome.
Yeah.
Caught in the anchor chain of a boat. And she went to the ER.
That's the emergency room.
Well done. And a plastic surgeon sort of fixed it back up.
Yeah. Well, you can reattach fingies.
Yeah. She's probably got her plastic surgeon on speed dial.
They do anything
else?
Want
another lips? Oh, what? Oh, you actually need it this time. All right. It's a bit of body shaming.
You know where we are.
But you can see the pictures, but I'd advise against it because look at that, man.
That's really feral. I was not expecting you to show me that picture.
It's grim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. But maybe we can do a bit of a sympathy for Lindsay segment. 13 10 60. How did you lose a finger?
How'd you lose a finger, guys?
Or part thereof?
We've already posted this on our Facebook page, and Lord, a lot of you are walking around with nubs on your hands, because a lot of people have lost a lot of fingers. Kristen has said that she squished her brother's finger in the hinge of her bedroom door when she was younger.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, I know exactly what you mean. Like, the door opens inwards, but you come in from the outwards way, and then it swings back in and crunches in the middle. Oh.
And she says that they were not able to reattach the bit.
And the worst part is he couldn't even give her the finger afterwards to tell her, God damn you.
What about Carl Chrissy, who says, metalwork, high school, circular saw, six fingers gone. Now,
that's two hands.
How do you saw off a hand and a bit if you're obviously using one hand to manipulate the saw? Like, that logistically, I don't understand.
I regret this segment.
I don't disbelieve you.
And look at all
saying.
The callers we're getting. How are they dialing?
Melinda says that her husband's finger got the chop when a cedar unit fell on it. I don't even understand what that means, but it sounds horrible.
Is that what you feed birds out of, like bird seed?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah. You have a bird house. If you can't afford a bird house, you just have a bird unit.
Third apartment. Melanie says, my dad lost his ring finger. He was wearing his wedding ring at work in a machine and jumped out and it got caught.
And it gets snagged. That's
ripped
what...
it clean off.
Oh, God.
I think it's called degloving when that happens.
Mez. That's what happened to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it did. That happened to his ring finger as well. But guys, Jimmy Fallon's rich and he had a surgeon fix it all up.
Like Lindsay Lohan, she had a surgeon as well. Guys, lucky. I regret this segment already, but we're stuck with it now. 131060, how'd you lose a finger? Oh, what are we doing to you? People are eating their breakfast. Maybe you're looking at your breakfast plate. There's a nice little chipolata sausage. it looks a bit like a severed finger.
We'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We'd love to know, when did you lose a finger?
That's how I lost a finger.
Just thought we'd fun it up a bit.
Yeah, sure.
Lindsay Lohan could call up and she could go, hello, Dan and Maz.
Now, how would Lindsay Lohan sound if she called up Dan?
Hello, Dan and Maz. It's me, Lindsay Lohan. More like Lindsay Noham. I lost a finger this week. I got it caught in the chain of an anchor on a boat.
That's how I lost a finger.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Huge fan of the show.
Oh, she's passed out. From the pain of losing a finger.
There's a true story. She did get her finger caught in the chain of an anchor on a boat. 131060, Steve has called up. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, mate. How'd you lose a finger?
Yeah, how are you, mate?
How are you guys?
Yeah, no. Well, we could go on forever. All right. Yeah, how'd you lose a finger, you drongo?
Yeah. I was a chef. Not a chef anymore, but chopping up salami on a meat slicer. I'd finished the job and went to pick up the salami and, the meat slicer was still slicing and pretty the whole tip of my thumb came off, like, halfway down. Like, pretty much the nail saved my thumb. So, yeah, I had a stump of a thumb for about a month after that.
Did it grow back, the tip of your thumb?
Yeah, it actually grew back. It took a long time. Everyone was asking me, is it going to grow back? Is it like, and it did. So
like a lizard's tail just grows back.
Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah.
You should have been wearing your chainmail glove.
Yeah, I know how else Lindsay would have lost a finger as well.
All right.
Yeah, probably. Thanks, Steve. Catherine, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, let's just keep it on the topic. How did you lose a finger?
I got my hand caught in a door and chopped the top of my middle finger off.
That's how I lost a finger.
See, that one, Dan, it would have been that one.
Maz, don't do that gesture to me. Maz did a rude gesture to
Catherine,
me, Australia.
Yes.
Did it need reattaching?
Yeah, it was held on by about 5 millimetres of skin.
Oh.
But it was reattached okay, so you can still flip the bird? Great.
5 stitches in the country hospital. Apparently I screamed the hospital down.
Okay.
And that's how I learnt your fingernail grows from your first knuckle.
Oh, does it? Wow, it goes all the way under. That makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
Never thought about it.
Who slammed the door?
I did. I pulled the door behind me because I had a little puppy that was going to follow me up the hallway and I didn't want it coming with me. And I was flicking my finger going, this really hurts. And there was blood going everywhere. And I was like, oh, my God.
But what about the puppy?
Oh, he was fine. He was saving the family, but he was
cute.
Fine.
Oh, that's a good puppy story. Awful finger story, good puppy story.
Thanks, Catherine. Jeremy on 131060. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Jez, good, we're great. Jez. How'd you lose a finger, mate?
Oh, I've got a little finger story for you. I was all of 4 years old. I was with my dad in the car, and we went to pull up at the shop to get some ice creams. And back in the day when the handbrake used to have just a leather boot over the top, it had a hole in it, and my little finger was in there exploring what was inside the hole. And Dad didn't know and pulled the handbrake on and guillotined the end of my little finger.
That's how I lost a finger.
Why are we doing this segment at this time of the morning?
So do you not have a little pinky finger?
Well, I do, but on one side I'm missing like about 10 mil, so I've got a centimetre of one of my pinky fingers. But the worst thing was I didn't get my ice cream. missed out on the ice cream, and when the doctor, when we went to it was the kids' hospital in Sydney, and he put a cast over the end, and he said, "Oh, it looks like a boxing glove," and I was like, "Oh yeah," and I put one on his jaw.
Jeremy.
Yeah,
oh, so, little brat.
I remember going to the hospital and I was crying, and Dad said to me, "Don't cry, don't cry." I said, "Mate, it's not from my finger. You're squeezing the handkerchief too tight over my finger."
Oh,
hey,
Dad.
Jeremy, what ice cream were you going to get?
I think I was going to get a paddle pop. I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I do remember I had an imaginary friend, and I'd worded Dad up to get one for him too.
What was your imaginary friend's name?
I don't know, but he was giving me an ice cream, so it was all good.
Oh, all right, okay. Yeah. That's just your excuse to get two ice creams, Jeremy. No wonder your dad chopped your finger off.
Wow. Mate, you called me all quicker than the parents got onto me. Well done.
Oh, mate. Oh.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I'm staying at a mate's house for a couple of days and my friend Mr. Pineapple has graciously lent me his home for a few days.
Actually, I know this, but can you just, in like really quick, like in 15 seconds, explain why he's called Mr. Pineapple?
So this is my friend Mike, and we met about 7 years ago, and I was living in Adelaide at the time, and he was in Adelaide for work. We met up for dinner, and I decided to book the restaurant under the name Pineapple to be hilarious.
So when he rocked up, he had to go table for Pineapple?
But then he told the restaurant it was my birthday, and at the end of the dinner, they brought out a cake and sang happy birthday to Mrs. Pineapple.
Great. How good's that? That's why we call him Mr. Pineapple. I just felt that Australia would benefit
story.
From that.
It's a really good backstory.
But that's a sub-story. Now we're going to get to real story.
The funniest thing is Mr. Pineapple's actually getting married next weekend, and I'm marrying him.
Yes.
As in I'm the celebrant for his wedding.
Yes.
So, anyway. Completely beside the point.
I know, but I just feel that Australia's going to benefit from that.
So I am staying at Mr. Pineapple's house. I was meant to be staying with him and his fiance, but they are interstate at the moment. So as I sort of landed, they sort of jetted out and I'm staying in the house for a couple of days. So it was night one and it was very, very windy the other night. And
it's a bit windy now.
So I'm staying in this this new home. In an unfamiliar town, I was a little bit anxious, but it's a really safe and secure house. It's in a great neighbourhood. I was like, it's Mr. Pineapple's house. I feel like it's my second home. But very, very early in the morning, I heard this almighty crash.
The wind really picked up there,
didn't
it?
It really did pick up. It was very windy. I heard this almighty ruckus and I thought, my first thought was, great, this is a home invasion, I'm going to die. Like, that's legit what I thought. I thought, great, this is, but it's not going to make as many headlines as Kim Kardashian, I know that for sure.
Yeah, I know, you picked the worst week.
Like, nobody cares. Yeah. But I really
did think...
They
stole $50 worth of jewellery from you.
I really did think all that stuff I got from Sports Girl at the airport.
Levisa.
No, I really got freaked out, so I jumped out of bed and I went downstairs and I was like, hello, like, just to try and... see if anybody had broken into the house. But nothing looked any different. Everything was completely normal. So I went back to bed, woke up an hour or so later, and it was lighter. And then I went downstairs again, and I noticed in the courtyard half of the house. Now, I looked out into the courtyard, and I was like, now that definitely is not meant to be in the courtyard. That's meant to be on the side of the house. What's going on here? And through my incredible detective skills, I figured out that this sort of window shutter that's in the middle of the wall upstairs on their sort of outside rooftop area has fallen out of the wall.
From the first story
and landed in the courtyard and completely smashed on the ground. And that was the ruckus that I heard in the middle of the night.
But
So
Mr. Pineapple's going to get home and go, geez, Maz, you had a rager, didn't you?
Well, the thing is, they're getting married and then they're going on a honeymoon for 3 weeks. So I could really just
get a glazier in to fix it.
Oh, I could just not do anything about it. I mean, how the, it's could've they're away for time. Nearly 4 weeks. But I decided to do the right thing and I rang Mr. Pineapple and yep. I was like, hey, buddy.
You're not going to believe me.
So, how's everything going? Like, nervous about the wedding? And P.S., your house fell apart last night.
Yeah.
And as I was explaining this story to him about what I heard and then I, you know, got up and then I yeah. went back to bed and then I saw that half the house is in the courtyard, he just goes to me, Maz, if you broke the window, you can just tell me. I promise you, like, I didn't even go out onto your rooftop.
All right.
I didn't sit in the daybed in the beautiful right. afternoon sun. I didn't even go there. Like, that's your side of the house. I'm in the guest room on the other side of the house. I promise. Like,
sure
there's
thing,
no
Maz.
Way I even touch the window.
Sure thing. And just, hey, like, just fix it up and we'll, it's okay
he's
if
like,
you broke
well,
my window.
Well, it must have
it's
been
okay.
really, really windy if the window fell out of the wall, Maz. It did. That legit happened, but he totally didn't believe. I think he believes me now. I sent him photographic evidence. Okay. I had to take photos. I was like, no one's going to believe this
but
happened.
How do you photograph the wind? That's deep.
You only see the results.
131060, what excuse did you use? A true excuse, right? A true excuse. And nobody believed it, right? We've asked on our Facebook, for example, Crystal says the snails in our letterbox ate our bills.
Oh, that has happened to me before.
So
snails
like the water
eaten...
company calls up and goes, why haven't you paid your bills? You're like, I don't know what bill you're talking about. And you open your letterbox and there's just a bunch of snails snacking
away.
Because
they would have sent it in the snail mail. Like, for reals.
Oh, here comes another bloody pun.
Here comes another pun. 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 Here comes another pun. Pun, 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 punny. Pun, pun, pun.
But another good example is Karen says, a bird flew away with my daughter's goggles.
See, that's great.
I like to think of the daughter coming home and Karen being like, daughter, where are your goggles? And she's like, a bird flew away with them. Oh, yeah, like I'm going to believe that, but it's true. So 131060, like Maz in the window or daughter Karen goggle situation, what excuse, true excuse you've had to use in real life. It really happened. But when you said, this is what happened, I promise, they didn't believe you.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We want to chat to you if you have told an excuse, which is legit, which really, really happened, but nobody believed you.
Yeah.
Because the other day I'm staying at a friend's house at the moment and overnight it was very, very windy and part of the wall of their rooftop terrace fell out of the wall and landed in the courtyard.
Looks like party damage.
It does. It,
but it was wind damage.
It really looks like half the house fell off the house.
Because another Maz Compton rager took place.
Yeah, totally.
Kegger.
Oh, yeah. It was.
They call her Kegger Compton.
It was out of control.
No, it wasn't. It was just the wind.
No, it really was. And when I explained this to my friend who owns the house, he was just like, dude, if you just broke the window, you can just tell me. I was like, no,
I won't
hate
you.
I promise you. I would be honest if I did.
On our Facebook, Emily has said, my cat ate my homework.
Oh,
I don't even believe her.
Yeah.
You know what? I read that. I don't believe it.
But then cats, I mean, they're evil. So it probably did.
Yeah.
Probably ate her homework and then crapped it out somewhere annoying. Hey, Jesse.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Hey mate. Have you used an excuse about something and no one believed you?
Yeah, I have. I was originally driving trucks and at one stage I pulled into a job site and got fully loaded with an excavator carrying about 25 tonne on. When I was driving out of the site, the front wheels of the truck actually sunk and had bottomed out and hit concrete.
Yeah.
And, it turns out after that happened, the boss told me to keep driving and the truck was a complete write-off.
Ouch.
So about $100,000 worth of damage there.
Yeah.
And so is the excuse that your boss told you to keep driving?
No, the excuse was that he reckons that I hit a car. He reckons that I'm lying and that I hit a car, not what actually happened.
Did you?
No.
Okay, all right.
Thanks, Jessie. Alicia, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
You're good, really Alicia. Good. What excuse have you used and no one believed you?
When I was 14, I got grounded by my mum for 2 weeks for having what she thought was a hickey on my neck, but it was actually a birthmark. And my own mum didn't know it was a birthmark.
What? Hang on, was it a birthmark just that magically appeared at age 14?
No, I still get asked now, and I'm 32 years of age. I'm married, and people still ask me if that's a hickey on my neck.
Yeah, but your mum.
My own mother. Yeah.
That is so funny.
She's literally the first person to see it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah.
Do you ever try and cover it up?
Nah, it's sort of in a place like that's just above the collar, so yeah. You can't really cover it up. And then if you cover it up, you kind of look guilty that you're covering up a birthmark. Yeah, you just got to own it.
And I can't. And your own mum just one day, like, you know, how old were you?
I was 14. I don't think I'd even kissed a boy by that stage.
So after 14 years, your mum turns around one day and goes, "You've got a hickey."
Yeah. Like,
what the hell are you on about,
that's
mum?
So funny.
Have you been hitting the gin again? She goes, "No, I've just." You've got a hickey. I've had this my whole life, mum. A likely story. Grounded.
Yeah, grounded.
Thank you, Alicia. On that note, I do remember this was maybe a couple of years ago, Dan. You came into work one morning with a scarf on and everyone in the team was like, "Dan's got a hickey."
But I just really wanted to wear a scarf.
But it's not true. You're 100% because we were like, Dan would never wear a scarf like that.
What can I say? I inspire passion in women. Is that a crime? Is that a crime?
It was either passion or fashion, either one.
Yep.
Laurie, hello.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Good, Laurie.
Really good.
Now, you've made me...
You've made a hell of a party, man. People swinging off the top floor.
He was there. Laurie was there. He was there, Maz.
Even I don't believe you. I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Sorry, Laurie. Have you got a story or have you just called up to roast Maz?
Look, I thought I'd just call up to roast Maz, but I do have a story.
Okay.
All right.
They're probably all used, but then this time it was legitimate.
Okay.
Our daughter had a homework project to hand in, and like, she's a pretty clever kid and she gets good grades, so you know she's not, you know, she's not really holding out on anybody.
Yes.
But the night before she has to hand this homework project in, guess what? The dog was searching through her bag for the chewing gum she quite often keeps in there. Hello, here's some homework and I'll chew on that.
So the dog literally ate the homework?
The dog ate the homework, made it beyond repair, and the teacher would not believe that my dog ate the homework was a legitimate excuse.
Did you write her a note?
Well, we didn't realise what had gone on until afterwards, and my wife actually had to ring the teacher and say, yes, the little dog did eat her homework.
And then the teacher go, all right, I believe you, or did they not believe you as well?
Oh, look, they gave her extra time to hand it in, and I think they'd do it that anyway, but I'm not sure whether it was believed or not, but it was definitely a legitimate excuse.
That's
wow.
Excellent.
That is, yeah, that's a life milestone, isn't it?
Really it really is.
Yeah. Oh, myth busted.
Thanks, Laurie.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout.
Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hi.
Say what you will about Kim Kardashian. I mean, she had a frightful week.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, it's a recap.
Kanye West abruptly stops his live performance after learning his wife, Kim Kardashian, was held up at gunpoint.
I'm sorry, it's a family emergency. I have to stop the show.
The reason? Kanye learned his wife, Kim Kardashian, had been held up at gunpoint inside her Paris hotel room. A rep for the 35-year-old reality star told ET, Kim was confronted by two armed men in masks dressed as police officers. Kim's spokesperson said, quote, she is badly shaken but physically unharmed.
Plenty of scallywags in the media making jokes at Kimmy K's expense. Plenty of articles saying, oh, here's why I hate the Kardashians. It's like, mate, come on.
If you had a gun held to your head, that is a terrifying experience, I imagine.
Jewels, all your jewels stolen.
Yeah. Would have been bad.
Yeah, so we feel for you, Kimmy K. And up next, Australia, we have worked out a way to help you realise what it's like to be Kim Kardashian, how tough it can be. So we're going to get to that.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We all know Kim Kardashian had a real shock this week. And some people in the media, yes, have been making jokes at her expense.
But it's a no laughing matter, Maz.
It's a no lol zone. Because the reality is that would have been a horrific experience. And even if you hate Kim Kardashian, she is a wife, she's a mum, and it just would have been awful.
A businesswoman, she's an entrepreneur.
She's many things.
No, I'm serious. I'm deadly serious. When you consider, Maz, that here's what happened to Kim Kardashian many years ago, is that one of her exes decided to sell an erotic tape that they made together. To turn that into a business empire, like most people, that'd be the worst thing to happen to them. She flipped it into a business empire.
Yeah, she
That's
did.
Entrepreneurship,
yeah,
all right?
Right.
That is lemonade. That is lemons to lemonade, okay? I think society is sick for a victim blame. And it's like, oh, well, so they bring this attention on themselves. Oh, they flash all their wealth around. Oh, blah, 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 blah. It's like no one deserves what she went through. It is a no-lol zone. And you scallywags out there making jokes, you're a pack of jerks. Because if you put yourself in Kim Kardashian's spectacular shoes.
They're very expensive. Louboutins.
It's not that great. Imagine what it would be like if, when something bad happens to you, and it does, we've all been through things. Maybe we haven't been held at gunpoint in our swanky Paris hotel by, you know, disguised robbers and tied up and threatened and feared for our lives and then had millions upon millions of dollars worth of jewelry stolen. Maybe that hasn't happened. But sometimes bloody annoying things can happen to you. Real pisses. Things that make you go, ugh, what an absolute turkey of a day I've had. I'm so unhappy. But you know what? You're not going to turn on the news that night and see it plastered everywhere, are you?
That's the thing. I mean, imagine if every tiny little thing that happened, good or bad.
Good or bad.
Winds up making news all around the world.
Mm. And if you, I mean, maybe you're still undecided. You're like, yeah, but that's the deal you make when you want to become a celebrity. That's the deal you make. Sure, sure. Let's try it out now. This is what we need from you guys. 131060. Call us up with one of the bad things that happened to you this week.
Yeah, like if you were held at gunpoint, that's probably like a bit extreme to what we're trying to do.
Just a little pisser, like something that bloody annoys you.
Yeah, just something that was like, you know what? I rolled my ankle.
Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
That sucks.
And we're going to teach you what it feels like to be Kim Kardashian and the news reporting on that tiny little thing, because we're a national radio show. See how it feels to have the tiny little bloody annoying things of your life.
Make national news.
On the news. It'll be. This is a story you told earlier this morning, Maz.
Okay.
This is something that happened to you, which was bloody annoying. It'll be a little bit like this. Breaking news.
Literally.
Local woman Maz Compton was shocked to discover that the house she was staying in, her friend's house. She woke up and one of the windows had been blown off the side of the house by the wind and shattered on the floor.
I gotta say, Dan, I hear this story and I think, was she guilty of it? Is she the one who broke the window out? I mean, can you trust her? She's always making stuff up. Well, that's not for us to say, Dan, but I gotta say, hang on, I do believe we have Maz Compton here right now. Maz, are you guilty? Did you break the window?
No, I swear, like, it was the wind. It was a really windy night and it just blew the window off the side of the building I was staying in. It landed in the courtyard.
Well, there you have it, folks. Was that the truth or a dirty, dirty lie?
I mean, I Snapchatted it, of course.
Of course you did. That's what it's like. That's what it's like being Kim Kardashian. 131060. Give us something that happened to you this week. It's a little annoying, bad thing. And we will teach you what it feels like.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're doing a little experiment on the show this morning.
We are. It's tough being Kim Kardashian.
Well, it definitely was this week.
It is. Especially this week. And you might roll your eyes in your car and go, Dan, come on, mate. She's got a pretty sweet life. I know she got robbed and held at gunpoint and all that, but seriously, Dan, and I'm like, no, it is tough because everything that happens to her gets reported on the news and you might roll your eyes and go, is that really that bad? Is that really that bad? Well, let's find out. 131060, did something annoying, a real pisser, something really annoying happen this week?
We're going to put you in the spotlight.
Yeah, we're going to make you realise what it feels like.
We're making national news headlines about whatever it is that's happened to you this week
that
wasn't favourable.
We'll get you to explain something annoying that happened to you, and then we'll teach you how it feels to be Kimmy K. All right.
So first up on 131060, we have Jai. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, great,
good,
mate.
Jai. Now, just quickly explain to us, what was the bad thing that happened to you this week?
My friend shot my hand with the owl gun.
All right, here we go.
It's actually quite bad.
Well, good morning, Maz.
Good morning, Dan.
And you're not going to believe this. Jai is at it again.
Oh, no. What's he done now?
He's an attention seeker, isn't he? He just can't stay out of the headlines. I got to say, this time, he's gone and gotten shot in the hand with a nail gun by one of his friends.
Well, I mean, it sounds totally staged.
I know. And
obviously.
Who is playing with these nail guns?
I know.
How did his mother raise him to be fooling around with these nail guns?
I mean, we have Jai joining us this morning just to explain what happened. Jai, are you there?
Yeah.
Jai, what kind of an example do you think this is setting for the children of the world that you're getting yourself shot in the hand?
Oh, well, I'm teaching them not to shoot himself in the hand.
Well, there it is. There's that typical Jai arrogance. There's that typical Jai arrogance.
I mean, he's really got a nerve. He probably hit a nerve in the hand, too.
There you go, Jai.
See?
How does that feel?
See how it feels?
How does that feel, Jai?
It's not nice, is it?
It just feels good to get my point across.
Oh. Okay, this is fun. Let's talk to Dylan. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Dil.
Hey, Dylan.
We're teaching Australia how it feels to be Kim Kardashian and have the media mock you every time something bad happens to you. So,
what happened to you this week, Dylan?
Yesterday, I closed my boot and I left my key in there.
Okay.
To my car.
All right. Here we go.
Well, thanks for those messages from our sponsor now, Maz. Dylan. Dylan.
Oh, Dylan. Oh, okay. What's Dylan done now?
Well, you know how he's always doing stupid things, making a fool of himself.
Being he really is.
Forgetful.
I know. He's like almost made a career out of it.
Dylan. Now, Dylan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, Dylan, I believe you've left your keys in your boot.
Yeah.
Now, is this something you do a lot?
No.
Dylan,
a likely story. A likely story, Dylan.
This reeks of publicity stunts.
Exactly.
Just to get on the show.
You just wanted to get your name in the headlines again, didn't you, Dylan?
It was an honest mistake.
Oh, a likely story. Dylan, you are a dill. See how it feels? See how it feels? Next time you make a joke about Kim Kardashian, Dylan, think of how that felt.
Yes. It doesn't feel nice.
I know.
Oh, no, I wrecked him. Oh,
sorry,
it's all right,
buddy. That was a bit
you're
harsh.
Not a
I mean, calling
not
him
a
yeah. dill, that was pretty
I
mean.
Know, but that's what people do to Kim K. They call her names.
I know. Worse than dill. Like that.
Oh, come on. All right. Should we do one more? Have we got time for one more?
Yeah, we've got Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Leah, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I thought maybe we'd scared you off with our scathing news reports.
It's just, we're just doing a little experiment for fun,
okay.
You know?
And Leah, be honest, have you ever made fun of Kim Kardashian with your friends? Have you ever had a bit of a laugh about Kim Kardashian?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
we
let's see
know.
How,
it's all right.
how the shoe feels on the other foot. What have you done this week, or what happened to you that was a bit of a pisser?
I spilled my hot chocolate all over my work shirt and had to work for the next 5 hours.
All right, here we go. Okay, Maz, before we go, we have to talk about Leah's outfit this week and judge her according to how she looks.
Oh, I mean, fashion police, this is a crime.
Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. I don't know what she was thinking leaving the house with hot chocolate all over her shirt, but let's find out from the fashionista herself, Leah. Leah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, please, everyone is judging you according to what you wear and how you look, so explain your outfit to us.
Okay, so I wear a high, bright blue work shirt, and I had black and brown, like, stain on the front of it while out to work. And I'm in a busy retail, so a lot of people do see me.
Leah, are you trying to start the next fashion trend here?
I hope not, because it was horrible.
Damn right it was. Who wore it better? No one. Because it looks bad. I don't know. I don't know many
things.
That's pretty good.
Okay, all right. There you go. So oh, before,
look out, Juliana Rancic.
I know. I'm the e-fashion police, Maz.
You really are.
There you
something.
Go.
I'm not sure if it's the fashion police.
No, I don't know what I am. There you go. So that's a little bit of a, that was kind of a moral segment.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think that's the first one we've ever done.
Yes, before you mock Kim Kardashian, think of how it would feel if it was you getting mocked.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I'm offering a bit of a service this morning on the show for you in particular, Dan DeBoof.
Oh, great.
This
is a haircut. You're going to...
No, no, and in comes the barber.
Yeah.
No. It's a love and relationship segment because that's the area in life that you need most help with. Closely followed by the hair department.
All right, maybe
but at
the two
top
elite,
of
yeah,
the top
yeah.
of the list for you would definitely be.
Hey,
you might need a bit of. Well, look, you're single.
There's nothing wrong with being single.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But when you complain about it all the time, I'm going to try
and help
you.
I don't complain about it at all.
All the time.
I don't have a problem with being. I like being single. I've got independence.
You
if
do.
I want to eat pasta in bed, I can. When was the last time you ate pasta in bed, Maz?
Never.
Because you're nagging boyfriends in there.
You know I don't eat carbs at night,
mate. Okay, your zucchini noodles. When was the last time you were in a midnight spiralizing?
No, I've heard some advice, and I'm going to pass it on to you, Dan. And this is advice that has come from the former CEO of Tinder.
Okay.
Her name's Whitney Wolf. And of all the people in the world that would know about Tinder profiles and how to pimp them and make them work for you, work in your favour.
My Tinder profile works just fine.
Well, so this then...
I've got a picture of me and then a picture of a dog that looks like me. That's pretty good.
This then will ensure that you are on the right path.
Okay, all right.
So maybe it's less of, hey, mate, here's some help, and just checking off that you're going okay.
Okay.
Here are a few tips for your dating profile, according to Whitney Wolf.
No mirror selfies. Just don't do it. No group shots. You can have one, but you need to make sure that you do have some individual photos as well. I would leave all solo shots with you and a woman out of the equation. Last but not least, leave the tigers alone. We don't know where you find them, but I think it's enough of the endangered species profile photos.
So she's saying no mirror selfies.
Yeah.
Guilty?
What's a mirror selfie? Is that when you, like, instead of using the reverse camera, you shoot yourself in the mirror?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't do that. No, I'm okay.
People usually do that at a gym, so I understand why you would not know what a mirror selfie is.
Oh, now I understand. I've never been in a gym.
She suggests no group shots.
Yeah, no, all of mine are just solo Dan, but sometimes that might make me look like a loner.
Well, yeah, I feel like you definitely need a variety when you've
But
got
I feel weird,
photos.
Like I cropped my friends out of one because I was like, I feel weird putting them in there. They didn't ask to be involved in my sordid romantic life, did they?
It says no pictures of you and the other woman.
Yeah, that would be weird if it was just like a picture of just me and some chick in every photo.
And then finally she said leave the tigers out of it.
I've got to delete my whole account then because it's all just me and tigers.
There was a trend, unfortunately, for a while where tiger selfies were a real thing.
Are you looking at these four things, Maz, and you're going, yeah, that would make me, if I was single, I wouldn't swipe right for those.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's really on the money here. But you mentioned that there's mostly photos of just you, but there's a photo of you and a dog.
No, it's a photo of me, and next to that photo, like a two photos next to each other, is a photo of a dog that looks just like me to show that I've got a sense of humor and I like dogs. Chicks love dogs. Every goddamn chick on Tinder is like, love dogs, love dogs, love dogs.
And is that why you put that photo in your collection of photos?
I think it's self-deprecating. I think it's lightly humorous.
Which is very much like yourself.
Okay, these are like
These are deal breakers.
These are this chick's deal breakers.
These are deal breakers. So
13,
Tinder
10,
profile wise.
Let's build a list. When you look at a Tinder profile, what makes you go, whoops, swipe left, nope. And it's not like I don't find this person attractive. It's like, I'm sorry, but your profile's just got something I just can't handle. Just quickly, this is one that just drives me insane. And I'm sure there are a lot of young ladies out there, even dudes. I don't know what dudes are putting on their profiles because I only get women streaming through mine.
That's true.
I
wouldn't know either. I'm
exactly.
Not on
these
Tinder.
Tigers, I don't know if it's a real thing or not. But when the bio is just a list of emojis.
Okay, that's... you.
Seriously, sometimes you see someone's bio and it's like 24 emojis and you're like, I don't... like, are you interested in emojis? Because I'm not going to look at every single one and work out what it means. Like, what, do you love crystal balls? Like, what does that mean? Like, like if it's just a list...
Are you a psychic or...
Like the sun emoji and the beach emoji and a snowflake emoji and a chicken emoji.
Surely you can decode that. Okay.
Just write, I like sun, beach, snowflakes and chickens. I'll go, great, I understand. Write it out.
Great.
You invented words for a reason. That's just one.
Okay, wow. Very passionate about that one.
I think if we can say these on air, then people will never use them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we can make these dating apps a better place.
We'll refine them. That's what this is. It's refinement.
So 131060, what is something that if you see it on a Tinder profile or a Bumble profile or whatever, you just instantly just go, nup. What is it?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We're compiling a list of profile no-nos for dating apps.
Yeah, like what you would immediately swipe left for if you saw it, even though the person might be a nice person. Another example, Maz, I saw this one the other day and this woman was very attractive, but she had the same facial expression in every single photo. There's five photos. It was as if she just photoshopped the same face on five different backgrounds. And I was like, I just don't trust that.
That's funny, isn't it?
Like, even though she looked cute, I was just like, no, I just don't trust that.
So this is inspired by a woman who, she co-founded Tinder, actually. Yeah. And she's sort of put out a list saying, no mirror selfies, yeah, no group shots, no you and the other woman photos, and no tiger selfies for your profile photos.
You can tweet us as well, at Dan and Maz. Trucker Dave says, no bio.
Oh.
That makes me suspicious too. So say something about yourself and say it funny. Don't just be like, I love good times and friends. Everyone does. That's why they're good times. That's why they're your friends. If it wasn't, it'd be bad times and enemies.
Georgia on Twitter has also said hunting photos. Oh, instant swipe left. Okay, see, got to agree with that.
I don't know what guys are putting on their Tinder. Why would you put that on there?
Yeah, well, I guess people do.
What about this one? Like, it's just a chick standing in front of Santorini. I get it. You've been to Santorini. Every goddamn chick on Tinder has been to Santorini.
Let's take some calls on 131060 at Dominica. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, babe. About dating app profile photos.
Yeah.
What shouldn't you do?
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have group photos because that's just thieving. There could be like more than one hot guy in there and you don't know who he is.
So if you look at a group photo, you sort of...
You play the guessing game.
Yeah, you go, is it the really attractive guy? Is it the semi-attractive guy?
Yeah. Exactly. And then they have photos that you can't see their face or they're wearing sunglasses.
Again, it makes it suspicious, doesn't it? You go,
But maybe, like, you're looking at that going, oh, that's sus. And the person is going, that's actually going to evoke intrigue. And they're going to go through all of my photos and then, you know, contact me.
Dominica, in my profile, I have only solo photos. Does that make it look like I have no friends?
No. Okay. It means you're looking for, you know, someone to date because it's you that's looking for someone, not you and your friend.
Good, it is.
Oh, that's true.
No one I go on a Tinder date with is ever going to meet my friends.
Oh, God, no. Avoid at all costs. Julie.
Hi.
Hey, Jules. We're talking about dating apps and profile photo no-nos.
Really do not like muscly dudes. Like when you have a look at their Tinder profile, every shot is of them in like the bathroom mirror, you know, all ripped and stuff. I can't stand it.
No problem here.
You would love Dan's profile.
Are you okay with that one? Mine's just me in various restaurants.
Jesse.
Hello.
Hey, mate. A dating app. What are the photo no-nos? Photo no-nos.
Someone who puts up on their profile that they want you to have a picture, but yet themselves don't have a picture on
display. They don't have a picture.
Or if they have a picture, it's of their cat or their dog or their garden, the sunset.
That's weird.
I'm not looking for your cat or dog, mate.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sometimes you'll get four photos of their face and then the final one will be a meme. That's kind of funny because you get a sense of humour vibe.
Let's quickly get to Shannon. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Shannon. Our profile photos on dating apps. Yep. What are the no-go zones?
When there's a fish in their picture, their main picture.
Like, as in they're holding up a catch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Gone fishing.
But
I get it.
To be honest, though, if you were there, like, looking for a fisherman, that would be an instant swipe right.
Exactly. What about this one, just to wrap it up? This is one I've thought of, Dan. What about if somebody has a picture of them and a famous person?
Yeah. Well, my picture is just me and you because you're my famous person. But, oh, they might think you're my girlfriend.
Okay. That's got weird, didn't it?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Dan and Maz Weekends. We're out of here. Enjoy your Saturday, legends.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
7 a.m. is when we'll bring the goldie right there.
Yeah.
Why do you have your sunglasses on?
Because I'm a cool guy.
Are you really, though?
Yeah.
The show lives online, danandmaz.com. Have a good one. Catch you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.